Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Free Agency Reaction Part 1 edition of Old Fashioned Football on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN and get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs' free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And finally, we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old Fashioned Football.
Welcome to Old Fashioned Football. If you're wondering who you're listening to, this is J Mark. You can find me on the X at J Mark Football. And if you're wondering who us is, that's at Old Fashioned FB. Before I keep going to talk about the crazy free agency, got to bring in my co-host on the pod and in life. You can find her on the X at The Mer Mark. Mer, how you doing today?
Doing as good as I can be. Can we just put it that way?
You've had some business travel, So you're probably trying to catch up on the Z's and all that.
There's not enough Z's to catch up on. Like, I don't think I could sleep long enough.
Well, so you flew out Monday.
Yes.
And you were in three different time zones. You went to Pacific time to come back to Mountain time. I don't understand. Who's planning these?
Des Moines. Blame Des Moines. If we could get more direct flights, that'd be great.
Maybe we will.
Our little rinky-dink airport. I like the Des Moines airport because you get through security.
Yeah.
You can show up an hour before your flight and you're fine.
Right.
You dropped me off between an hour and a half, an hour, and I was at my gate in 15 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'm here now.
Some of the complaints have been that, well, it's not very big for an international airport. Well, international doesn't mean it's a huge airport. It just means that it flies internationally.
We have options.
I don't understand.
We can go everywhere.
Yeah. Like you can go to Vegas and then Salt Lake. Not a very good option.
The Vegas airport, not a good airport for a layover to work in. No, because I had to go to a different, like almost to a different terminal to find a place where I could sit and work because all of the seating were...
And
slots.
You call yourself a degen. You weren't playing the slots. You were looking for a spot to sit to work.
I have work to do. I will be saying that forever.
I suppose that's true. So the free agency was insane.
There were some running backs. That's
running
all I can
back
say.
Carousel.
We are talking about the running backs today. We were going to cram it all in one show. And I was like, this is just too much. Okay, we're done. It was too much, though. And so we're breaking it into two sections. We'll cover quarterbacks and running backs today. Cover wide receivers and tight ends.
Yeah. Sunday, maybe.
Business travel again next week. So, yes. But I was thinking about Sunday. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day.
Could do an Irish episode.
Well, yes. I thought about the whiskey aspect of it.
Sure.
We can do an Irish whiskey. I was actually kind of thinking Tully's. Oh. 12-year.
Okay. Well, we do have a very special Irish whiskey we have not reviewed.
Oh,
yet
wait. No,
show.
We do.
Yeah. So we could
Red
do that.
Red Breast,
one.
Right? Yes. Yes. No, maybe we do Red.
Oh,
get out of here. And but then I was thinking it's St. Patrick's Day. We've got to maybe do it earlier. People have festivities
on a Sunday.
It's I must St. Patrick's old. Day.
We'll figure it out. But you should grab a drink and come party with us as we talk about free agency. The biggest thing we're waiting right now, which we'll be able to talk about then, I assume he'll be signed by then, is Mike Williams was cut by the Chargers.
They this is going to be a completely space. Different Chargers team. Eckler's gone. Now Mike Williams.
Yeah. Jim Harbaugh as their coach, who was the 49ers coach for a while. Mm-hmm. He's been at Michigan recently. We're going to talk a little bit about him when we get to running backs. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. And I also have to ask you.
Yeah.
What are we drinking today?
We are drinking Redwood Empire Cask Strength. All of them. All of them. So their Core 3, which is the Pipe Dream is their bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to butcher this. Monarch. The Lost.
I'll look.
Lost Monarch.
Yes, Lost Monarch.
Is their rye?
Their mix.
Their mix. Yes. Okay. I have to look.
So Emerald Giant is the rye.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. The Lost Monarch is a blend of rye and their bourbon.
Their bourbon.
Yes.
And I made us an old fashioned with the rye and the bourbon.
Fancy glasses.
Cheers. which I used to be like, you know, we've had this conversation way too many times, but bourbon, just bourbon. Then I've learned I really like my ryes. Yes. I like my ryes in my old fashioned. I tried this. I prefer the bourbon one, and I would like to switch you.
All right. I'll switch you.
I think you like it better, too?
I think I do. Yeah, for sure.
They both really stand out in the old-fashioned. I made them the exact same way, just our traditional.
I noticed our old-fashioned has no ice like it normally does.
It melted. I put ice in it. Sure it does, too. It's under the orange.
Oh, okay. The orange. Yeah, and then we're gonna be trying these three at the end of the show, kind of giving our ratings. If you missed it, go back to last week where we had Jeff Duckhorn on.
The seventh.
Yeah,
last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a year.
It's been a year. It's only March. It's not even mid-March. It's close to mid-March.
It feels like it's been a year since that episode already.
Yeah, we had Jeff Duckhorn on, the master distiller from Redwood Empire, really smart guy. I keep getting some in my eye. So if you're watching us on YouTube and seeing me pick my eyeballs out or blinking goofy, there's something in it. I don't know what it is.
I'm so tempted to be lame like you and say it's your finger, but
it's your finger.
Anytime I tell you I have something in my eye, you are like the king of dad jokes, and I just roll my eyes at you way too many times.
This is very, very true.
You always tell me I have a finger in my eye when I'm telling you something's in my eye.
There's something in my eye. It's your finger. I can see it. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, it's true, though. Am I wrong when I say it?
You're wrong. I never put my finger in my eye.
I beg to differ. Holy Free Agency RD says, checking in. By the way, my parents checking in saying they're going to steal the Red Breast if we don't review it soon.
No, we are. We've had a busy, busy like last couple months. It's such a fun time having so many different distillers on.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're really excited to try it and review it on the show.
That's a good St. Patrick's Day.
It is. Perfect.
Yeah. We'll be cooking our corned beef and cabbage, which you used to not like, and then all of a sudden started liking because you tried it.
Funny, or I made it.
Funny how when you try things, you like them.
I always try everything I make, though.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure RD is anxious to hear us talk about the running backs since he got Josh Jacobs, but he lost Aaron Jones. Well, I got his opinion on that, and I'll share that with you when we get there.
I need to know his opinion.
Yeah, so I'll share that with you guys when we get to it. Just kind of a preview of what we're going to do. Do you want to give out a preview? You want me to give out the preview?
Go for it, Justin.
All right, so we're talking free agency, obviously. But we're going over quarterbacks and running backs tonight. Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, we will do wide receivers and tight ends. There wasn't much for tight ends. So basically we'll do wide receivers and we'll do a little St. Patrick's Day festivities or something. Wear your green or you will get pinched. But we're going to talk about the player and the new team they went on, how we think they're going to do on that new team. You know, if their stock is up from last year, down from last year.
And most importantly, how it impacts fantasy football.
And how it impacts, well, that's what I meant by stock. Their fantasy football stock. Good point. Not just them in general. Their fantasy football stock. I mean, if you're talking about them in general, Kirk Cousins, his stock is way up because he got a $180 million contract. That's $100 million guaranteed. Somebody broke it down online.
I'd like a $180 million contract.
Right? Somebody broke down his career so far. By the end of this contract, he will have made, I think it's $414 million. That's it. So
that's it.
Yeah.
Chump like, change.
For a guy that gets hated on a lot, mm-hmm. can't perform in prime time and all this stuff. But also it's like, it's hard to be mad at him for it. Cause he's always seems like such a down to earth, nice guy.
I like him. I like his personality.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into that. We'll talk more. Cause he is a quarterback.
He is
we're
a quarterback.
Breaking him down tonight.
But we're also going to talk about the, if somebody went to a new team, the players affected on that team, whether that's good or bad, and their old team that they left, whether it's good or bad. And just a reminder, we always talk
half PPR.
Yes.
Meets you all in the middle.
That's right. I feel like standard is becoming less and less of a common thing.
Is standard even fun? I mean, I want to get those points per reception.
Right. I mean, I've been in standard leagues. It's more it's of a so, challenge sometimes.
It's such a low scoring.
Yeah.
League.
Yeah.
I like to see the points, even though it means right. It's basically, you know.
And then the jump to PPR is kind of a big jump from standard. So half PPR is a good middle ground. But before we get to the quarterbacks that made bank like Kirk Cousins, gonna let you know that we're brought to you by the wrong banner. We're brought to you by Merch Madness.
Get your shit together.
I know. 15% off everything in the merch store with promo code MADNESS. I mean, you can get yourself an old-fashioned football t-shirt, an old-fashioned football hat. We got a chance to see the glasses. They're actually really, really nice. Mm-hmm. It's a beer glass. I know we talk whiskey. It is a beer glass.
It is not correction. It is not a shot glass. We were wrong.
Well, it could be. It could be. It just, you're not going to have a very good night if you use it as a shot glass. But you know, March Madness is coming up. We also have the first half unders through the college experience. We got the storm the courts because everybody should be storming the court. So yeah, make sure you go get some merch. It's the best way to support us. It really is. Leaving reviews and buying our merch is the best way to let the guys know that run the company, like, hey, we like these people. So hopefully you do like us. So go let them know that you like us and use promo code merch for 15% or madness, not merch. it's been a year, as Miranda would say.
Why did your voice go deeper?
I'm not sure. Madness for 15% off everything. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states, and they offer low vig and fully customizable odds. You get to create your own bets. And they handle the payment side of things. You know what? We've all made that bet with somebody. Usually online, somebody's running their mouth and you're like, all right, let's put your money where your mouth is. And then they never pay up. You don't have to worry about that with Cut. They handle the payment side of things. So you never have to chase anybody down and cut them. They also have group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history. See how good you're doing against your friends. And you get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Now, let me tell you, Iowa hates fun. So we can't do Cut personally, but if I was in a state that liked fun and actually allowed people to have fun, I would run over there. Yes, literally run and set something up for the Ravens to have the most total rushing yards next season and take yes, have everybody bet no against you because with we're going to talk about it, but Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Keaton Mitchell, they're going to be able to run the ball all over everybody. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're brought to you by another wrong banner. We're brought to you by the Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. you can go over there and play pick 'em games. Whether your favorite players are going to have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big, you just pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick 'em entry. You could also do rivals, though, which pits 2 players against each other. That's always kind of fun. I'm really hoping, I haven't heard yet, but I'm really hoping they have UFL over there. If they do, you know we're going to be sharing our picks for that. The United Football League is coming back. Or is here, I guess. USFL and XFL. Spring football is back. Sign up today with promo code OFFSUPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. That's right, they're giving you a special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with promo code OFFSUPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em. It helps us a lot because we're in a competition against the other shows to try to get the most signups. So please go sign up. And use our promo code OFFSUPN. You got to be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Craig doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right. Yes.
That was a mouthful for you. But you
I've said that before.
Iowa isn't fun. Fun is the state of being, Justin. We bring the fun.
Well, you know what? If I could do cut and underdog, I would be having a lot more fun. That's all I'm saying.
Okay? I won't argue with you there.
Right.
But we're fun.
Yes, we're fun, I guess. They Iowa does have a really cool fantasy football and whiskey podcast show that's in Iowa. And if you're hearing me say that, you're listening to it. My dad has already put his pint glass to good use. Have you used it as a shot glass?
That's what I want to know. I want to know who went to the merch store when we announced that we had shot glasses and bought that, not realizing they got right? This like giant beer glass in the mail. I want to know who did that.
No doubt. Should we jump into quarterbacks?
Let's do it. I want to talk about Russell Wilson.
Let's talk about Russ Wilson.
The Broncos are like celebrating.
Are they though? Because they still owe him $85 million.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not about the money part. The fans.
Yeah. The fans. So you work with Broncos fans. Are they happy he's gone?
Yes. I don't. Like, wow, where's it leaving me? I don't work with a ton of Broncos fans. Yeah. A lot of
brownies
or just Ohio. Like, yeah. You got Bengals there too.
True. Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of my Denver people
gotcha
come from Ohio or yeah, had been in I Ohio. Guess that's true. So,
well, yeah, I Broncos are a shit show. But anyways, go on.
They are a shit show.
Russ Wilson.
So to the Pittsburgh Steelers, So how does this affect him? He did finish as quarterback 14 last year.
Which is a surprise to me.
I was surprised he finished that high.
But you also have to remember almost 70 quarterbacks started the game.
66?
Yeah, 68.
I don't remember. It was 64 the year before.
Yeah.
I lost that bet.
he was benched at the end of the season, but he wasn't injured. So anyways.
Yes. I don't know. I don't see him progressing from going to the Steelers. He's not going to finish above quarterback 14.
Agreed. Yeah.
That's not happening.
That was pretty high for sure. Mother pointing out, and I've heard this too, that Sean Payton did not like Russell Wilson and kind of sabotaged him on purpose so that they had an excuse to get rid of him.
But pay him $85 million.
Well, that was made before Sean Payton was there. That contract was given to him before that. So
I don't know. Yeah. I used to love watching Russ play, and it's just, he went to Denver and it just took a,
you know how he went to Denver and he made those videos of let's ride, you know, Broncos Nation, let's ride. Is he saying let's weld now as a Steeler? I mean, what do you do as a Steeler? Obviously the Broncos, they ride because it's a horse.
Oh my God. We're okay. Right. I don't know. you just like,
well, let me step
derailed
in
me
for you. I think Mike Tomlin is a hell of a coach. And Mike Tomlin has been searching for a competent quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not saying Russ Wilson is Ben Roethlisberger at
all.
But Russ Wilson, much better than Kenny Pickett.
I won't argue with you there.
Yeah.
he's a veteran, you know, a veteran quarterback who's competed at a high level in the past.
Yeah. I think Tomlin will be able to get more of the Seattle Russ Wilson than the Denver Russ Wilson. I've seen several memes with it before or already that like it says like Mike Tomlin has never gone over 500 or never gone under 500 in the past 18 years or whatever his crazy streak is. And it shows Russ Wilson running onto the field like, I'll hold my beer. I'll help you go under that. But I think he's going to do all right.
Okay. But fantasy wise, still, I'm not seeing him advance past QB 14. He's not going to be in that top 12.
Right.
That is, I just don't see it happening. There's too much other talent out there, younger talent. And then, so let's look at like the Steelers and how they're impacted, like George Pickens. I do feel like he's going to do better with Russ Wilson throwing to him
than Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
100% agree. And they traded away Deontay Johnson. So that's going to help Pickens some too. I mean, they're kind of different receivers, but it's going to be a target share that he starts to absorb some too.
Yeah.
So,
and then one other thing, like we need to talk about how the Broncos are impacted. I don't know that team, because they also got rid of, where did, remind me where Judy went.
Judy went to the Browns.
He went to the Browns.
Got traded for Cracker Jacks and like a 6th round pick or something like that. they are kind of. RD Point has a really good point in the chat here.
Point?
If you're not on YouTube, come on over and chat with us. RD, an excellent point. Denver is in a complete reset, and they don't care about the money because they're owned by Walmart. Yeah, their new owners are the Waltons.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So, Broncos players, I'm staying away from them in fantasy football. Which I love Javonte Williams, their running back, but I don't see how he has much success when that's the only weapon they have right now, really. I know
the defenses are just going to target him.
Yeah. I mean, I know they have Cortland Sutton as a wide receiver, but who's going to throw to him? Jarrett Stidham? I don't know.
What's their draft pick? 12?
13th, I think.
13th?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think Minnesota's at 11th.
Yeah.
Broncos are at 13th. A lot of talk. The Broncos are going to at least try to leapfrog Minnesota.
Leapfrog? Trade leapfrog. Up?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
It's going to, everything's going to shake up. In the very first pick of the draft, when we select Marvin Harrison number one overall and not Caleb Williams. And then there's just this panic and Caleb Williams is suddenly Bo Callahan like in draft day and is sliding.
Let me ask you. Okay. Yes. I'm just going to bypass this. Let me ask you this. Are you drafting Russ Wilson as your QB2?
In a super flex. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I would. I feel comfortable with that. Not as comfortable as I do this next guy. Kirko Chains. Kirk Cousins got paid. Holy shit.
Did.
We already talked about that, but he got paid.
Yep.
He was injured last year. It's crazy that he gets $100 million guaranteed after tearing his Achilles. That is crazy.
These quarterbacks, they just keep getting crazier every year.
They do. As the cap goes up, the quarterback contracts go up. But, you know, he's not a running quarterback, so it's not going to affect him that way. And I don't know. I like this move for Atlanta's team. And
let's talk about the weapons that Kirk is going to have now. I mean, he's got Drake London. He's got your Kyle Pitts. I'm still going to call him your Kyle Pitts. You claimed him.
You know what? with Kirko Chains, that passion may be coming back.
Oh my God, I can't do a third year of this. And then Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, so I mean, he last year he got injured. 2 years ago, he was throwing to Justin Jefferson, who Drake London is not Justin Jefferson. I'm not saying that, but a similar type receiver. And TJ Hockenson, Kyle Pitts, a very talented tight end.
Now, oh my God, can we just back up a second?
Yeah.
You were all for Kyle Pitts, and then he did not perform a couple years ago. You almost reignited your passion this year, and then immediately
it was Arthur Smith's fault. This is Arthur Smith's fault.
When we recapped, the end of the season a couple months ago, or what? Yeah, we're in March. It was a couple months ago. And you were like, no, that is dead. He is dead to me.
I didn't expect him to get Kirk Cousins.
And now it's like, ooh.
As RD says, I can't trust you with him. Pitt's passion is back, baby. Let's go.
I'm not hopping on that bandwagon.
Top 10 tight end easily.
Yeah, 10, and then it's no different than having a tight end 14.
All right, top seven, top five.
Top five?
Top five, bet.
You're betting it.
Yep, top five.
So what do I, what we have to, we're.
This would be an excellent cut bet. If we could do cut in Iowa, we would go there. Yes, we share money, but we would go there and we would make this bet. I would put.
No, this is coming out of your $50 that 10 years ago you started growing on. And I'm not gambling. It is not coming out of my account. I am not betting that.
All right. Anyways, Kirk's going to be a top 10 quarterback, in my opinion. Arthur Smith is gone. Raheem Morris is in. He's a defensive guy, but he brought in Zach Robinson, who was the pass game coordinator and quarterback coach for the Rams the last 3 years. Rams, obviously, pretty good passing offense. Part of that was Matt Stafford, yes, but look at what he did with Cooper Kupp. Look at what he did with Puka Nacua. He uses his weapons properly, just like he's going to use.
Those are some very talented weapons.
Drake London and Kyle Pitts are very talented. Don't get me
started. I cannot believe the words coming out of your mouth about Kyle Pitts right now.
2 years ago.
You are shocking me.
2 years ago when Kirk Cousins.
I cannot believe we're back here.
When Kirk Cousins was healthy, he finished QB7. He was QB11 3 years ago. This is going to be a pass-happy attack of the Rams, but they're going to still run the ball. They have Tyler Allgeier. They have Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson.
But Bijan Robinson, excellent at catching the ball out of the backfield. That's going to benefit Kirk Cousins. I think he's going to do well.
I'm not going to get into Kyle Pitts with you, but I will agree that I do think Kirk Cousins is going to do well here. I don't think we've seen the end of his, you know, talent and
– yes.
Fantasy relevancy. So
yeah, Drake London and Kyle Pitts are going to be better than last year.
I would put
Desmond Ridder got traded today to the Seahawks.
Anyways, not caught up on that news.
I know. I forgot to let you know that. I know usually you're in there working and I'm checking my Twitter feed.
And like, you're like,
what's happening?
I will get notifications and I'll like screenshot. Oh, I gotta go look at this later. Yeah. I gotta look at this later. But I didn't see that one come by.
Okay. Timeout real quick from Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
and then we'll get back to quarterbacks in a second here. So who was I just talking about?
Ridder.
Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder got traded.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Howell got traded. Mac Jones got traded. You're telling me there's not a fucking trade market for Justin Fields? The Bears don't want to trade him. This is all smoke and mirrors of, the Bears are going to be
trading.
I am
right there with you, but you are just so ridiculous.
You're telling me a team wouldn't give something up to get Justin Fields over Desmond Ridder, over Mac Jones. Are you kidding me? The Bears never wanted to trade him.
I don't think, I didn't want us to trade
him. It's all smoke.
It's too soon, and he's too talented, and we didn't use him correctly. I have not been
I was wrong.
Satisfied.
Ridder went to the Cardinals. Howell went to the Seahawks. Sorry, Howell was the other quarterback traded today. Thank you, RD.
Okay, good. Thank you. Keeping us honest here.
Yes. and always fresh, never soggy cereal.
Never soggy?
Soggy. Cereal checking in. Dallas finally got on the board with a free agent. You know, I've been thinking about you when they weren't doing anything.
And nothing.
It's like that meme with the stick.
Are you going to do something?
And he also thinks we've seen the end of shirtless Kirk, though. I disagree.
No.
That is not going away at all. Before we keep talking about quarterbacks, I got to let you know that we're brought to you by Champs, and they're hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. We're going to have to do our contest again for a bottle of whiskey. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, maybe that's what where we will host it. You can get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so make sure you register now so that you don't miss out. You want to be the first one to get that tiebreaker. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. All right. Speaking of, we talked about Drake London, Kyle Pitts headed up. Justin Jefferson, TJ Hockenson, as good as they are, I think they're down a little bit because of their new quarterback, who you don't think will be a starter. I think he got paid starter money.
Sam Darnold?
Yes. I think they paid him.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't pay attention to what he was paid. It's Sam Darnold. But you're telling me, what did he get paid?
I think it was, now I have to look.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask me that too.
You're going to tell me that he's paid starter money. What was it? It wasn't $100 million.
It was not $100 million. But he's not Kirk Cousins.
No, I do not.
1 year, $10 million. You don't pay a backup $10 million usually.
He's an interim quarterback.
Yeah, bridge.
Bridge.
He's a bridge guy. The bridge to the new guy.
So what, they're drafting? They're going to draft it?
I think
so. Are they going to trade up then? Because you said they're 11th.
They might. They might. I think, I have already gone on record saying that I know I don't run the Bears organization, but we will gladly take Justin Jefferson for that first round pick.
Justin Fields, Justin Jefferson. Ooh.
And DJ Moore. Let's go.
Let's do that. Can we just call the Bears organization and say, can we just do this?
Right.
And make the Vikings give him up.
There you go.
I'd take Hockenson too.
We have Cole Kmet, and we signed a tight end that we'll talk about on Sunday.
Of those an Iowa tight end? Are either of those top five? No.
Cole Kmet finished top 7.
So. He did not finish within the top 5. If you finish outside the top 4 or 5 for tight ends in fantasy football, you're irrelevant. It did not impact your season enough.
Let's talk about Sam Darnold, whose stock obviously goes up because he was a backup last year for the 49ers. This is a guy trying to kind of get a reset. I don't think this is going to go the way that it went for Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield got his reset and Baker Mayfield got paid. I don't think that's going to happen with Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold has never, back to his Jets days when he was a starter for 3 years, he never finished better than QB27. Do you see that changing with Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson?
Fuck no.
I don't either. I mean, he's going to have the weapons, but it's Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be the guy.
He's not. I don't see him. His paycheck tells us he's not the guy.
Well, I mean, he's going to be the guy starting, but I think he's going
but he's not their future. He isn't.
Yeah. No, you're right. I agree. I'm just saying this next year, he's not going to be a guy that's ready.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Sorry.
She's arguing with me when there's nothing to argue about.
I agree. Yeah. Not about that. I agree with what you were saying originally. Shit. Keep going.
We talked about Jefferson and Hockenson. Let's
Baker
talk about
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I was going to say Baker Maker, I guess.
Baker Maker. Maker Bayfield.
Maker Bayfield?
Yeah, I did that on purpose. Calm down. Got paid 3-year, $100 million contract. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to like it. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to be happy. I mean, this is a guy that he's bounced around. He was drafted by the Browns. Then he went to the Panthers, got cut. He was on the Rams and won a game for them after being there only 4 days or something.
I think this is good for both Baker Mayfield and the Bucks.
Yeah.
He finished QB10 last year. I think he has a shot at running it back.
Yeah. Agreed.
Maybe staying in the top 12.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that if you want to wait on quarterback, he's still a solid QB1, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's still a guy that you can grab after everybody else has kind of started getting their quarterbacks. You can wait and then get Baker Mayfield.
And he'll be reliable for you
as
your QB1.
Agreed. I love that he got paid. It's a good feel good story for the feisty Baker. RD saying sneaky pick late in fantasy. 100% agree. Even if you're the last person to get a quarterback in your league and you get Baker,
it's great value later on.
Yeah, for sure.
And I also think even whether, you know, you're in a snake draft or auction, I think that he's going to be overlooked as some of those high dollar quarterbacks.
Right.
Where you could get him at a decent value.
Yeah. Another guy trying to kind of make a restart on his career. Minshew mania. Gardner Minshew. Oh, backing up to Baker real quick. I wanted to point out the fact that so Tom Brady comes to the Bucs and he wins a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The next year, they make the playoffs but lose in the first round. Baker's first year with essentially the same team, they make the playoffs and win a game. So Baker Mayfield better than Tom Brady? I don't know. Jesus. You do the math.
You cannot compare him to the GOAT. Get out of here.
Oh, my bad. That probably got Cody going. He's a big Tom Brady fan.
I'll have his back on that one.
So he finished QB21 last year, backing up Anthony Richardson. And now he gets his new shot for the Raiders, who they've released Jimmy G. Jimmy G has officially been released.
Jimmy G.
I don't see Minshew being a guy that is a top quarterback or even maybe a QB2. I don't know. He's got Devonta Adams to throw it to. They've released Renfro. This team is just, it's at a weird spot. Josh Jacobs isn't there anymore. It's at a weird spot.
It is.
They're in a rebuild, I think.
I would definitely agree with you.
They made a mistake paying Jimmy G. He couldn't stay healthy.
I mean, I like my Jimmy G, but I did not agree with, I did not think that it was like a long-term deal when the Raiders picked him up.
Yeah, they paid him way too much money for somebody that.
They paid him for his looks.
I bet that was it. I mean, I like Minshew mania. I like his swagger. Mm-hmm. His production for the Colts was better, but I don't think that's the same as you're going to see on the Raiders. You're not going to see the same production.
I just can't believe we're talking about Minshew mania right now.
I know. The Raiders probably draft a guy, but I don't think it's, I don't think they're at a position where they draft a guy that starts. I don't think their first round draft pick is used on a quarterback. They're going to wait till the second round, pick up somebody at more value and hope that he can pan out. That's how I think they're going to approach their season. And that they are going to roll with Minshew mania as a starter. But I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not. I'm staying away from that mania.
As you probably should. But I know what you're not staying away from, Miranda. And it's how to get some better bets. And why don't you tell everybody where they can do that?
You can do that over at Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. You can enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bet's revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value.
Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right. Let's move it on over to running backs, right?
The running backs were, I feel like this is the most like exciting like part of the free agency for me. Like there were just so many huge.
Yeah. Big names moving, a lot of changes, which it can be exciting. It can be interesting because some of them are going to pan out. Some of them are not. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these names that we're going to talk about, it's going to be like, oh, that looks good on paper, but it doesn't now. Tony Pollard. Sorry, cereal. Well, you want to kick it off? You want me to kick it off?
Let's start us with Saquon. Okay. Barkley.
Saquon this.
He went to the Eagles.
Going to a rival. You never saw that back in the day. People hated their rival and they would never go to their rival.
Well, he went. He finished his RB12 last year. So he was in the top 12. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great move for him. I don't know what they're going to look like without Jason Kelce at center.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because he was probably the best center in the game right now. And he was just such an anchor for him.
Absolutely. And then if Hurts doesn't vulture too many touchdowns, that's another thing.
Big if.
I think that Barkley could be back in that top 12 for me.
Yeah. Upgrade over Swift.
Yes.
I think.
I won't argue.
I hate to say that since either. Swift went to the Bears, but Barkley is better than Swift.
Well, so he's going to do better than, like, he had 229 carries for over 1,000 yards and 4 touchdowns, and he also had 214 receiving yards last year.
I was just making sure I was on the same page.
Doing better than that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Barkley was close to those numbers, and he missed 4 games. Mm-hmm. Barkley didn't quite crack 1,000, but he was like at the 960 range. He had 6 touchdowns and I think more receiving yards. So as long as he stays healthy, I think he absolutely does better than that. Mm-hmm. He lands on an offense that is better than the Giants he was on. So you could argue that he's going to do better.
Are you picking sides right now?
Sorry, Kramer.
It kind of sounds like you're picking sides right here. Yeah, I mean, they've got AJ Brown, they've got Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, so for me, I mean, it's like it can go both ways. There's too many weapons that he doesn't succeed as well, or this offense is so efficient that there's plenty to go around and he's going to do all right. I can't bash this move one bit because I wanted Barkley to the Bears. I really wanted it.
I know.
But
those texts, I think I was in between flights when this was happening and you were just. Yeah.
Sort of. We signed Swift and Barkley went to the Eagles. As far as Eagles players that are affected, I mean, Kenny Gainwell probably won't be involved as much as he was when Swift was around. But I mean, since Swift is gone, I don't think a lot of people are going to be affected. If Swift was still there, obviously it would affect him, but he's not.
Mm-hmm. And then for like the Giants, like his backup was Eric Gray. It was a rookie.
Yeah, yeah. And the Giants did make a move. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I think... I think Gray does get a couple more. I saw something really interesting, though. Let's talk about me wanting Barkley on the Bears.
Okay, fine. I have to humor you. You were very invested in this.
I am. Let me get my stats up here. So... I'm going to give you two players. Player one had a run success rate of 40%, 3.9 yards per attempt, 2.91 after contact, 31 forced missed tackles, 70 PFF rush grade, and a 4.3 yards per touch. That was player one. Player B, 49% success rate, so 9% better, 4.6 yards per attempt, so 0.7 yards better, 3.03 after contact, so better there. 33 forced missed tackles, that's 2 more. A 79 PFF rush grade, that's 9 more. And 4.9 yards per touch, so 0.6 yards more per touch.
So overall, better stats.
Player A, Saquon Barkley. Player B, Khalil Herbert.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is.
I'm not saying...
Because I would not put them in the same...
No. And I'm not saying Khalil Herbert's better than Saquon, because Saquon can pass catch a lot better than Khalil Herbert. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. But as far as just looking at the run game, maybe we're okay having Khalil Herbert and D'Andre Swift as kind of your pass catching flashy back. I don't know. That's just my thoughts on it. Well, let's talk about that Giants running back, the new one in town, yes, Devin Singletary, who finished RB31 last year
on the
Texans.
This is not a one-for-one replacement.
No, it really isn't.
I don't know how else to put this.
He came on strong for the Texans late last year, kind of surprising, took over for Damian Pierce when Damian Pierce got injured, and just really took over the backfield. I value him. I don't know. He's a very, very low RB2. I like him more as a flex piece. If I do my draft and Devin Singletary is my RB2, I feel wildly uncomfortable. I don't want him as my RB2. So for me, I guess he is more of a flex piece. You know, we talked about how Barkley was RB12 with missing 4 games. But like you said, it's not a 1-for-1 replacement. Mm-hmm. Barkley and Singletary are not the same back. You can't compare them. So Serial asking based on how many touches. Yeah, Saquon got more touches for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, his volume was obviously going to be higher.
Yeah.
If Saquon had come to the Bears, he's not going to get that same touch volume. Mm-hmm. So if his success rate, that doesn't mean his success rate is going to I guess what I'm trying to say is having Khalil Herbert touch the ball when he does, he has a better success rate.
Right. Maybe it's not that big of a deal that we missed out on Saquon for me because Khalil Herbert runs the ball.
So Saquon needs to go to a team that's going to get a much higher.
Yeah. So 247 attempts is how many attempts Saquon had.
247.
Yeah, you keep track of that for me.
I got I'll forget. It's already in there.
It's already in the brain.
Already in here.
And then Khalil Herbert had, if my phone was just a little bit faster, I'd have this for you by now. Khalil Herbert had 132. So almost half the touches. But still.
Accuracy is still accuracy.
Yeah. Efficiency is still efficiency, whether it's one or 10, still efficient. Anyways, going back to Singletary, I know Kramer was pumping himself up about this move. I don't think it's a good one. I'm not saying Singletary's bad. He's not going to replace Saquon. There should be no expectation that you can draft Devin Singletary in your fantasy football leagues and get Saquon Barkley numbers. In my opinion,
I don't see it. Yeah. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either. And it's not going to hurt the Texans because they got a new running back in town, but we'll talk about that. I don't even talk about the guy I dissed already. I think he's next on your list.
Tony Pollard. He went to the Titans. He did finish as RB15 last year. I don't know how this is really going to pan out for him. So they have Spears.
Yes. Yeah. I have to ask something real quick. I don't mean to interrupt you, but let's say you were in a coma. You're a Titans fan in a coma.
I know where you're going.
And you wake up and you're like, how are the Titans doing? They had a rough year last year. Oh. Do we at least still have Derrick Henry? No, you have Tony Pollard. Just put me back in the coma, please. Come on.
Well, how does...
Sorry, go on.
Oh, my goodness. No...
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you with that one.
Okay. I mean, I think the Cowboys, he's coming from a really efficient offense. The Titans are improving, but I think that I definitely feel like they have set Spears up to be in that, like, a timeshare.
Yeah, yeah. Pollard and Spears are going to share the backfield. Mm-hmm. I don't think Pollard gets the RB15 again.
I don't know. I don't think so. And he's not the same equivalency to a Derrick Henry.
No, they're totally different backs. I mean, he's not going to bring that power. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to use him in the red zone as much, I don't feel like, because he's not the power back. I don't know.
It's not the same, again, not the same type of offensive line that he had in Dallas.
No, that neither there. Cereal says, don't disrespect my guy like he's a scrub. He is, though. He was great when it was in a timeshare for Zeke or with Zeke. So maybe this is a good thing that he's in a timeshare. I don't know. I've just never been sold on Tony Pollard. I don't know. The pros of this move for Tony Pollard, though, the cons being that he's in a timeshare, right? The pros being they do now have DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley. So that should, a good pass game should open the run game.
Calvin Ridley did not pan out this last year.
He did all right. He was wide receiver 17.
He did not just like this. I think, okay, in my mind, I think you pumped him up. So you were so, this is almost like a Pitts passion. Not quite to that level.
I did say.
But you were so all yes. Calvin Ridley and.
Top three or five.
You were like arguing to the death with me about it. And yes.
I got sold on the route running tapes from training camp. Never again will I look at a route running tape and go, no. Man, that guy's fluid.
On the Titans, a lot of people thought that Spears would be the clear RB1.
Yeah.
And then he definitely won't be now.
No.
So true. I think that.
I was one of those. I picked up Spears in a lot of leagues towards the end.
Because, yeah, you're like, well, he's going to take Henry's spot. He's going to step up there. And now it's like, well, now he's going to be in a two-back system.
Yep.
Or timeshare there.
Who do you think leads it? Do you have any opinions on that?
I need to know. I think Spears, he's still a little young yet.
Yeah, entering his second year. I think we could be looking at almost an exact 50-50.
You think?
50-50.
50-50. 50-50 that it's 50-50.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically is what you're saying.
Right. For the Cowboys, they have not replaced Tony Pollard.
We talked about poking the Cowboys with a stick.
Yeah, do something. Zeke Elliott's still available. They could bring him back. They have Rico Dowdle, and they got your guy, Deuce. I don't think 5'5" Deuce Vaughn is going to be their starting running back, though. Sorry, Cereal. No. But yeah.
Did you say my guy?
Yeah. You made us draft him.
No. You, after I drafted Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, you were like, we are drafting Deuce Vaughn.
Because, yeah, it's $2.
He was the best running back left.
It was. $2 Deuce Vaughn did not pan out like we thought.
So I think he's your guy because you were adamant. Like, we have to draft him now.
Well, speaking of my guy, my Bears got a guy, DeAndre Swift. I'm still up in the air on this move. Mm-hmm. You know, last year we had Donta Foreman and Khalil Herbert sharing the backfield. Yes, I think DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert is a better combo to share the backfield. So I do think the Bears improved there. Fantasy football-wise, though, I mean, Swift finished RB23 last year. A lot of his touchdowns got vultured. I felt bad for the guy. He would literally like run it down to the 1 or 2 yard line, get tackled, and then Hurts would just steal the touchdown. So you felt for him there. He should have been better if he was on your fantasy rosters. But last year I said stay away from Bears running backs because they have Khalil Herbert. They have DeAndre Swift. They have Roshan.
Roshan.
I think he's a bust. I don't think he's going to pan out.
But we have options.
And if you follow me, you know, I think Fields will be on this team. I think Fields will be the starter for the Chicago Bears.
I think Fields will take rushing yards. We're stupid to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. So yes. And so that he takes some of the rushes on the team. That is what I don't feel like we used him well enough with last season. We should be utilizing his talent there.
Yeah.
Utilizing his rushing ability. So yeah, I think that we have too many options at running back.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's going to be difficult.
Yep. Agreed. Roshan truthers are going to be crushed by this. Obviously. There were a lot of people like, oh, this is Roshan's time. No, it's not. And the Eagles won't be impacted. They signed Saquon. So no impact there. We're going to try to keep rolling through these because we're at 50 minutes. And you told me after an hour, I need to go back to work and I don't want to sit here talking to myself. So why don't you talk about your guy who
My guy. He's not my guy. I'm just tired of you shitting on him.
You advocate for this guy.
Because you shit on him unjustly.
Well, I will even more now. He's a Packer.
And I'll have to keep my mouth shut because it'll be like I'm defending the Packers. Gross. So Josh Jacobs to the Packers. He did finish RB27 last year.
Yes.
I think he does better than that.
Yeah, I think 2022, they ran the shit out of him. He went for over 2,000 yards, and I think you saw that last year. So does he bounce back?
I think so. The Packers had just about 1,900 rushing yards last year. 1,269 of those were between Jones and Dylan. And then with Jones being hurt parts of the year, I think if Jacobs stays healthy,
Cereal said the girl who picked the Packers to beat the Cowboys, definitely a closet Packer backer.
I'm not.
Nick Fortune says Josh Jacobs would throw up faces. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Okay.
1269 between Jones and Dylan.
Yes. So if Jacobs can stay healthy, I think he could maybe bounce back to his 2022 season where he ran for over those 2,000 yards.
Yeah. So let me take off my Bears hat.
Take it off.
Unbiased hat real quick.
But unbiased also towards Josh Jacobs because you have a bias. It's almost like you're Robert Woods by like the way you
fuck Bobby Tree.
Exactly.
Okay. So RD reached out. I mean, RD and I talked about this. Yes. RD is a,
I need to know. He's
a Packer fan.
Huge Packer fan.
Yeah. He pointed out that they're paying Josh Jacobs essentially exactly what they're paying Aaron Jones. But by the time Josh Jacobs' contract is up, he will be the same age Aaron Jones is now. So they've essentially not lost any money, but the clock on their running back, which makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Now, also to defend Josh Jacobs, I saw that he faced more stacked boxes, so the defensive line and linebackers stacking the box on defense, than any other running back last year. The defenses cannot do that against the Packers because, don't make me say it.
You got to say it. I'm making you say it because
because Jordan Love looked all right last year. He looked decent. Decent enough that defenses are going to have to count for him. Josh Jacobs is not going to be facing stacked boxes. So there's that as well that's going to going to come into it.
All right.
Some whiskey now.
How are the Packers impacted by this?
Well, Aaron Jones is gone. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about where he went. AJ Dillon is gone, but rumors he's coming back.
Oh, really?
I saw something. They used some rare fourth year contract clause thing on him, but nobody would explain what that actually meant. If you're going to report on it, tell me what it means. Don't just say they did some rare thing and he's probably coming back. But yeah, that's
all right.
The Raiders, though, Josh Jacobs out. Nobody to replace him. So
is it Samir White? Nobody to replace him now for now.
I think Samir White, I think they believe in that kid. He looked decent last year, filling in or stepping in some for Josh Jacobs. I think that's their starting running back. So if you're doing your, if you're over on Underdog Fantasy, promo code OFFSGPN, draft Samir White, get some Samir White shares because he's probably a little farther down on the board right now. Pick him up. He could pan out and be a starting running back for you. On a shit team, but it's starting running back for you.
Where did Aaron Jones go?
AJ Dillon did re-sign now. So they have Josh Jacobs and Aaron.
RD knowing all things Packers.
Right. Aaron Jones. We don't have this to. Probably hurt RD a little bit. Because Aaron Jones gets cut from the Packers and then less than a day later
slides on over.
Signs with the Vikings. I mean, he battled injury last year, obviously. He's getting up in age, but I don't think he's past his prime. He finished his RB 37. He's likely going to finish top 24 on the Vikings, I think. I know that they have Sam Darnold there, and so maybe they key in on the run.
I'm just going to keep laughing about that to myself right? for a while.
Right. But I think Jones is the best back they've had since Dalvin Cook, obviously. Alexander Mattison was not the answer. We were both on that. Mm-hmm. We said that.
Yeah, Madison finished 38th.
Yeah, and they didn't run the ball well, but that's because they threw for 4,700 yards last year, even without Kirk. Mm-hmm. They're still good. Kevin O'Connell is a very smart head coach. I think Aaron Jones is going to have a good season still. A solid RB Minnesota, where Packers go to die. are the Foreskins or the Commanders the biggest movers in free agency? Feel like they signed 10 people. They signed a lot of people and they have a lot of draft picks. So that's going to be a complete turnaround for them when they get Caleb Williams, because we're not taking him. Anyways, I think Aaron Jones, I feel super comfortable if I get him as my RB2. Thoughts? Versatile, runs well, mm-hmm. catches well.
Yeah.
We probably won't see 4 touchdown games again from him like when he had with the Packers, but I still think he's going to be a solid running back.
I think he'll be solid for them. Yes.
Yeah. Now there were a lot of Ty Chandler truthers who were excited that Alexander Mattison was cut and it's Ty Chandler's time. Get the fuck out of here. Ty Chandler's not a starting running back. He's a good change of pace back. Mm-hmm. Yes. But he's not a starting running back. Yeah. So anyways, we talked about this guy a little bit earlier, but who?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Derrick Henry
to the Ravens. He finished RB8 last year. I don't know. It's Derrick Henry, though. I'm debating on what. I don't know if he's going to do that again.
He won't. I'm saying it now. Bet.
He's not going to?
No.
Bet? Yeah. I don't know if I want to bet you on that because I might agree.
Well, I mean, look at the offense. Keaton mm-hmm. Mitchell, who had really good flashes last year. He's not a starting running back. He's a change of pace, smaller guy. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson is going to run the shit out of the ball there. I don't think Derrick Henry is going to get enough opportunity. But I do think you go over to cut.com and put out your little bet that the Ravens are going to have the most rushing yards. Lamar Jackson, Keaton Mitchell, Derrick Henry.
This is a stack. That's stacked.
You're and stacked there. I'm hearing rumors that they are trying to trade for Deebo Samuel, who is a wide receiver, but is often utilized as a running back as well.
Mm-hmm.
Go make
they're
it.
A running
make
team. Bets, they're people. A run. They're a rushing team.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
If they stick to that, which is their strength. I know every year it's like, oh, Lamar's going to pass more. No, run the ball.
They're using him as they should because that's his talent at quarterback.
That's a novel idea, isn't it? Let's use our quarterbacks to their talent.
It would be great if the Bears would do that.
Let's drop Fields back 29 times a game. That's going to go well. I did see something on that. It was a former player. I think it was Ryan Clark, how he said, you know, there are so many coaches that are, oh, I don't want that guy on my team because he doesn't fit my scheme. And he said, this is a failure as coaches, because as a coach, you're supposed to take a talented player and work around building around him and using his skill set to the best of your advantage. Not like, oh, this is my scheme. This is all we're doing. You don't fit the mold. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's exactly what's happened with Fields.
We destroy quarterbacks. Like, this is why, like, we had the opportunity to have Mahomes, and it's a good thing we didn't draft Mahomes, because I guarantee you we would have ruined him.
Yeah, and there's no ruining Caleb Williams. He's ruined.
He's
ruined. We'll get that up.
I'm so tired of the Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams. April, we're hitting our draft month. It's going to be all draft episodes, and the very first week is a draft primer, going to kind of get you familiar with those big names. If you don't watch college football, or if you just, you aren't as familiar with them, we're going to get you ready. And I've got a lot to say on Caleb Williams. The following week, we have the Dantabase, Colby Danton, and I can't wait to pick his brain about Caleb Williams. You're going to hear
from the college experience. He knows all, he knows everything. He's just a wealth of knowledge and stats and data. And
I guarantee you, he can tell you the starting quarterback for Rice or JMU, and probably tell you who coached them in 1998 too. Like, he's the database for a reason. Anyways, Austin Eckler went to the Commanders. Cereal brought up the foreskins, as he called them, the Redskins, who are the Commanders. I think it's a good move. They don't have Antonio Gibson anymore, who was their pass catching guy. That's where Eckler is going to slide in perfectly.
It's so weird to see him not be a weird to me. I'm going to need time to process it a little bit.
Yeah, it is weird. He finished RB28. He did miss four games. He struggled. He didn't look like he had the same burst.
No, it was weird. Like, he struggled last year.
I don't think he can be the starting running back anymore. He won't have to be on the Commanders. They have Brian Robinson, who's entering his third year. Brian Robinson is a downhill plow the ball down the field type of guy. And then you bring Eckler in for these change of pace, this pass catching. And I think that's going to benefit Eckler. He's going to be fresh every game and be able to make big chunk plays.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
So I think he'll be better than RB28. I think he's a solid RB2 in half PPR and PPR. In standard leagues, I don't know if that's the case, but half PPR, because I think he's going to be more of that receiving role back. I think it's a really good move for him.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, the Commanders definitely upgraded.
Gibson is terrible.
Yes. Antonio Gibson finished RB41 last year, and Brian Robinson finishing at 22. So you've got 22nd and the 28th. And I do feel like Eckler he's got to do better than that this year. So,
yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Cereal talking about the Dak Prescott has a sexual harassment case from 2017 that is popping up and being investigated. And he's asking if Jerry Jones paid this lady to do that so that he doesn't have to pay Dak. yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, though, for sure. The Chargers, they are replacing Eckler with Gus Bus.
Gus Bus.
Which is also weird to see.
It is. Gus Bus to the Chargers.
I think, though, if he stays healthy, I think he fits Jim Harbaugh's scheme.
Why are you, what is wrong with you?
I don't know, it came out weird.
Okay.
They didn't run the ball well last year. We just talked about how Eckler had a down year, didn't run the ball well. But Jim Harbaugh, last year coaching in the NFL, was 2014 for the 49ers. Frank Gore had
1,100. You heard it here first.
Record breaking. 1,100 yard rushing yards. Gus Edwards can kind of be that type of back, that hard nosed, plow you over type of back. Mm-hmm. But I still think they bring another running back in. Jim Harbaugh, who just came from Michigan, his running back, Blake Corum, is in the draft.
Are they going to target him?
I can 100% see them reaching even to get him, because Jim Harbaugh is a guy that he stands by his guys. He knows who he likes, and he loves Blake Corum. So I could definitely see that. Mm-hmm. Who you got next? Get the whiskey.
Let's do this. Zach Moss.
Can you imagine if we had wide receivers and tight ends to talk about too?
I told you we couldn't do it. I was like, this is not happening.
She did say that like 45 minutes before the show. She's like, there's no way we can do all these.
We need to have a second show.
There was a lot of moves.
I was thinking, okay, how long are we going to do this? Because we're going to keep talking about this and that, and we're going to go off on tangents, and there's no way we're getting through all of these free agency moves.
I don't remember a free agency that had this many big moves. This is a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like even just in the past several years, there's just people move around so much more.
Yeah, they do.
Or like, you suck now, you're out, somebody else is in, I'm trading you. Like, you had a bad game, you're done. Like,
short expectation time frames. Mm-hmm. And last year, running backs couldn't get signed anywhere, it seemed like. Most of them ended back up with their teams under a franchise tag, mm-hmm. or just a 1-year short deal or something, because nobody would sign a running back. Running backs even held a Zoom call to talk about how they were getting disrespected and everything. And now you see a bunch of them getting paid and getting contracts. So, and that was interesting. It's a complete flip from last year. But who's your next running back?
I already said it and you interrupted me. Sorry. So I didn't get to continue. Zach Moss to the Bengals. He finished.
Intentional grounding, offense number 7. It's a 10-yard penalty. I'm talking to America here, excuse me. It's a
10-yard. Sorry, I know you're talking to America here. My bad. I haven't played that for a while, so I thought we should.
I feel like you just referenced it last week.
Yeah, but I didn't play the clip.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right. You keep derailing me. So anyway, Moss finished RB29.
Yes.
29 last year? Yeah, he finished 29.
Zach Moss? It's getting going. For fuck's sake.
But I feel like we saw flashes last year when he filled in for Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to stay around the same value. He's not going to be your top 12. Yeah. I don't even see him making top 20.
I mean, they had Mixon last year who was RB5. He's not going to be RB5.
He's not a replacement for Mixon.
No.
And I feel like they're going to get Chase Brown more involved.
Yes. I love Chase Brown.
Yes.
Love him.
So I feel like kind of a timeshare again on that team. And then that team passes the ball very well. And while Mixon, like you said, finished RB5 last year, I don't see Moss sliding into that spot.
No.
In that role that he had on this team.
And yeah, Chase Brown will get more carries. He may end up having more carries than Zach Moss mm-hmm. by the end of it. We'll see. RD saying best free agency period in memory. I agree.
It was exciting. There was like, geez, this is happening.
Yeah.
I feel like your updates that you texted me.
I know you're at work and I'm like,
I was traveling and then, I was working and I was just like, what? Traveling, this is happening. Yeah.
And the Bengals cut Joe Mixon after signing Zach Moss, but then they said, no, wait a minute. Actually, somebody wants to trade for him. We didn't officially cut him. We're going to trade him instead.
Take backsies.
Yeah, exactly. And they traded him to the Texans. And I love this move for the Texans. Mm-hmm. Love it. Because he's better than Devin Singletary. And they just extended him 3-year, $27 million contract.
I love this Texans team. It's exciting. Yeah, they're like my...
Your AFC team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine too, I think. Mm-hmm. This is the move they needed. This will help them get to the next level. However, fantasy football wise, we already said Joe Mixon finished RB5. I don't see him being RB5 again. I think he's going to get a lot of carries. He's going to help them out a lot, but they throw the ball a lot.
Top 12?
Top 12, yeah. I'd take him top 12, just not top 5. Probably in the 8 to 12 range. As the dog disagrees, because I don't know if that came through on the microphones, but she growled at us.
She complained.
Yeah, she complained. CJ Stroud's going to continue to throw the ball a lot, mm-hmm. which he should.
Absolutely.
He should. So Mixon's going to get carries, but I just don't mm-hmm. think it's going to be the same. I mean, I guess Joe Burrow threw the ball a lot, but then Joe Burrow got hurt, and I think they needed to rely on Mixon more. So, yeah, that was an interesting one, but I love the move for the Texans as far as just like a gambling aspect and everything.
This is where they needed to build.
Yes.
Yeah. That is where they needed.
Run game was a weak spot. Now, everybody, I saw a lot of people that still had hope for Dameon Pierce. I have him on a lot of dynasty leagues, so I still had hope for Dameon Pierce after he got benched. He was injured, and then when he came back, they're just like, Zach Moss did better. He's not going to be as relevant, obviously. They're not going to play him over Joe Mixon. So his season is done already. Should we talk about some whiskey?
Yes, we made it through.
Yeah. Whew,
quite a list.
Now, we had Jeff Duckhorn on last week. Mm-hmm. So go get all the history on Redwood Empire there.
Located in California.
Yep, named after the Redwood Empire, which is a stretch of redwood trees.
Which broke your ankle.
Yes.
That empire broke you.
I know, he said he said something about like when we were talking about the name, he said, you know, not a lot of people are like, oh, I don't like trees. And I was almost like, well, actually, I could have every reason not to like them.
No, you were being stupid.
How dare you?
Were you not? You were being stupid.
I probably was.
And reckless.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when you act like a fool.
Now, I do, if you can see the bottles, they're very tall. I feel like that was probably on purpose. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk about what we're trying first?
All right. We're going with the rye first, which is their Emerald Giant. And again, we said these are cask strength. Yeah. I'm really excited to be trying these. I really wish that the mail wouldn't have. Where did these get shipped to? North Carolina?
Yeah, California to Iowa, but they made a pit stop in North Carolina, which is kind of like flying to Vegas before Salt Lake.
So
I can barely put this on the desk without it being up here because it's so tall. But yeah, 116.4 proof because it's right out of the barrel strength, the cask strength, if you will.
Yes.
So I'll talk about it a little bit while you smell and taste, and then we can switch. This is 94% rye, so very high rye, 5% malted barley, and 1% wheat. This is straight from the barrel, like we said. A limited edition cask strength offering, aged for a minimum of 4 years in temperature climate of Northern California.
California, Justin, get it
Thank
right.
you. Of the California coast. So, yeah. The Emerald Giant that this is named after, because every one is actually named after a current living tree. The Emerald Giant grows over 50 cubic feet and more than 1,500 pounds of mass each year. I feel the same sometimes. Definitely, I can relate. Emerald Giant, that 1,500 pounds of mass. I feel that some years.
You're killing me. What do you smell on the nose?
I'm going to be wrong, but I smell peanuts.
Peanuts?
Told you I was going to be wrong.
I don't. It smells, usually when I smell like bourbon, it's a sweet smell sometimes.
I forgot, since RD's checking
flying
in,
moose.
I got the flying moose on, repping them today.
I smell, it's just a really sweet spice.
There's some sweetness to it and some spice, but I really, I smell peanuts for some reason. RD saying new old fashioned football shirts, quote on the back, and this is what happens when you act like a fool. Because my mom said more folks get hurt acting like a fool. I remember telling that to my buddy Paul in college. My great granddaddy used to say more folks get hurt acting a fool, and he just died of laughter. It was one of the best sayings he'd ever heard.
It's true.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened to me.
And when I taste this too, it tastes sweet to me. Mm-hmm. Why are you swish?
I'm chewing my whiskey. I've been watching some whiskey tasting videos.
And people chew their whiskey?
They do. Oh, I get some chocolate. Do you get chocolate? Try chewing it. Chew it a little. You just wait. Marianne and I are going to become official certified bourbon stewards. And you just wait. You're going to be chewing your whiskey too.
I'm going to chew it. Just chew on it a little bit. Okay. Jeez.
I get chocolatey from it. You don't, I assume, from your confusement.
I think you could convince me that I get a little chocolate.
Well, because I've said it now.
No, I didn't smell peanuts, and you said peanuts.
Enunciate, please. Peanuts.
I think I said peanuts just fine.
I also think for 116, this isn't like...
There's some heat.
There is, but there's it's not like overbearing heat.
Roof of the mouth heat.
If you chew it, you really get it down.
Just stop it.
Yeah. I'm serious. You're going to... All right. Well,
okay.
Bet.
Can we be real?
Yeah,
can you just check yourself for a minute?
I have spice and then some sweetness. It has heat initially.
But for... I find it... it's chocolate. An interesting rye to me because a lot of ryes have... I'm not saying this is not complex. It has some complex flavor in there, but... A lot of ryes are, you know, the complex, all kinds of like spice. This has like a sweetness to it.
Yeah. Some of them are almost too complex. Mm-hmm. It's hard to pick out what you're tasting.
But I think you could convince me that there's some chocolate in there, which is different.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's good, and it stands out well in the old fashioned.
Yeah.
I thought it made a good old fashioned. Surprisingly, I really liked their bourbon that we're going to try next in the old fashioned more.
Yeah. I did too. I think I did too.
But no, it's 94% rye. That's
even though it was good. A bourbon or a rye is what old fashions were originally made with.
Mm-hmm. Whew. That's my favorite. I already opened that one to make the old fashions, but I
probably did a heavy
pour. My favorite noise is when you first uncork pop the cork on a whiskey.
So go ahead and you do it first. I'll talk about this a little bit. This is their Bourbon Pipe Dream.
Oh,
it's cask strength as well, 116.8 proof.
I take back the sweetness on the rye. I mean, it smells sweet. This is
So this one is 74% corn, 20% rye, 4.5% malted barley, and 1.5% wheat. Aged for a minimum of 4 years again. And the coastal redwood pipe dream rises 367 feet from the ancient forest floor. Among the fastest growing trees ever measured, its majesty and rise to prominence inspires us to reach higher in our pursuit of excellence. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get on the nose? This is my favorite label of theirs.
The pipe dream.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
It looks like a guy whose head has exploded into a tree. That's what I always see. What are you doing?
Just making it, turning it the wrong way.
Yeah. I had it. I got this one.
All right. Tell me what you smell.
Is your right or left nostril better?
What? Are you okay?
You got to start watching these tasting videos. You'll learn.
I don't want to look like you. I think I taste and smell my whiskey just fine.
Cereal liked that it had a decent nutty flavor.
Peanuts.
I smell sweetness. You get your nice.
Do you get caramel marshmallows? Caramel and marshmallows.
I don't get the caramel, but I do get marshmallows. Yeah, that's the sweetness.
First, when it hit me, I thought maybe it's caramel, but then the more I sniffed it, I felt like it's marshmallow. Get out.
I watched this video that was not, it was a parody video, but the guy says, officially, to smell your whiskey, you don't just stick your nose right in right away. You go, hey, how you doing? I'm good too. And then you take a big whiff. Nice to meet you. Anyways, sorry.
It's true though. I feel like I just did that right a second ago. Mm-hmm.
Now this one is smoother.
Not it has as much a good heat. Mouth feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's it does. Full. It's full very body full.
Mouth feel. Yeah.
And thick.
I must have peanuts on my brain because I taste peanuts.
No. This is...
You know what? No matter what you taste, you're right.
Unless your taster's broken.
It's different than yours.
It is very different.
Oh. Maybe it's not... Maybe it's like peanut brittle is what I'm thinking.
Why are you thinking of peanuts?
I don't know. It's the caramelness of like a peanut, sweet molasses, peanut brittle. I definitely get like some molasses and peanut brittle out of it.
Burnt sugar.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Yep. Just dog, please stop looking at me.
Caramelized sugar.
Caramelized sugar. Yeah. This is nice and sweet. Mm-hmm. Ooh. I like this.
And this, in an old fashioned, this one was my favorite.
Yeah.
And I normally go for the rye in my old fashioned. This was,
Mm-hmm. This is very good.
This would be a go-to bourbon in an old fashioned.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got your high proof, and that helps it stand out. Mm-hmm. This is a good one.
This is good. I really like this.
We tried the non-cask strength of Pipe Dream at the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. This is our first time trying the cask strength one.
You remembered the name. I did. The Shining Hotel?
The Shining Hotel.
The Stanley, honey.
I remembered this time. And I remember being a big fan of it. The non-cask strength having kind of a tobacco-y flavor. I specifically remember that. I get a little bit of that with this, but this is more sugary.
At the end.
Yeah, the finish is like a tobacco-y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a nice.
Sugared tobacco.
Yeah.
If you could, the taste that I'm getting from this. Yeah, I was trying to pinpoint what the finish was.
It's tobacco.
You said that, and I was like, that's what it is. Sometimes it's hard for me to place that, the tobacco-y. Because there's another whiskey we had recently that finished like that. Or not finished, but it just was very prominent. Yeah. What one was that?
That's the...
it was very good.
Texas.
Balcones.
Yeah,
yes, Texas rye. That is a top rye for me.
Well, you have not had as much tobacco as, you know, I like to have cigars every now and then. So I'm familiar with kind of that rich tobacco flavor. So I think that's why sometimes it's easier for me to kind of point out. Because it makes me think like, oh... That's like a really nice, mild cigar flavor that just hit me.
But yeah, that's what that burnt sugar and tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells like marshmallows, people.
Marshmallow people?
Burnt marshmallow, like toasted marshmallows.
Would that be like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
The what?
You said marshmallow people. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Just get out. I was trying to describe the perfect marshmallow and you ruined it.
Go ahead. Because we have a disagreement on the perfect marshmallow.
Yeah, you just singe yours. You stick it right in the fire, and you eat ash. So I don't smell an ashy.
Careful what you're saying on our podcast. A-S-H.
Quit it. I
can't take you anywhere.
You didn't take me anywhere. I'm right at home. No, you eat the charred remains of a marshmallow is basically what you eat. You're killing me. I can't say ash anymore because I perfect it. You have to hold it just the right height over the fire.
Yeah.
You have to turn it every once in a while. Like, and you get it perfectly golden brown to where it's just a shell you can remove and you have another marshmallow.
Yeah.
And then you do the same thing with the innards.
The innards. And I just eat ash.
You're killing me.
You're making me cry.
Get out of here. I think we need to look in your ears with the ear camera.
Let's not talk about that. Merge comment is the reason why you should be canceled.
What?
Nick says Merge's comment is the reason why you should be canceled.
I didn't say anything. You heard me differently. Yeah. Nick, get out of the chat.
Nick, don't leave the chat. We appreciate you being here. We think.
We do. We do.
All right. So
you're killing me. I'm crying. I can't believe you. Oh, see that noise.
That
if the
pop.
Mic picked that up, I love that one. Was a little bit higher pitched.
It was, yeah.
But I love the fresh cork out of a whiskey bottle. Anyway, now we're trying the Lost Monarch. This is a blend of their bourbon and rye, and this is cask strength again with 117.2 proof. So I should smell a lot of sweet spice and toasted marshmallow.
All right, so you start smelling.
And you should smell peanuts.
Yeah.
And ash.
This is 55% straight
We're
rye.
Off the rails.
You're off the rails. This is 55% straight rye, 45% straight bourbon. So they mixed the two, basically. They blended the two, which you don't see a lot of. You don't see a lot of blends of the two. But because it's blended, they have to label it as just a blend of straight whiskeys. They can't call it a rye or a bourbon,
of course,
obviously.
Because it's bourbon has to be 100% bourbon.
This one is aged a minimum of 3 years and named after the Lost Monarch. The Coastal Redwood Lost Monarch is the largest by largest by volume at 321 feet tall and 26 feet in diameter. It can be found in the Grove of Titans and reigns over some of the world's largest trees. That's crazy. When we look at our little Iowa trees and then you think of a tree that's 321.
Well, when we went there, because we were.
I don't remember much of it.
Well, but. You didn't walk in. You didn't get to. It's bothering me that my OCD was kicking in there. You had to push the cork in.
By the way, before you set off the rails, my father had said totally off the rails.
Did he?
Yeah. So I know. He said, I said it first. Dad, maybe you should be doing your Wordle.
I haven't done Wordle today.
I'm going to win this.
Wordo.
The Wordo.
Whatever was in that margarita.
Tequila.
I know, but it was like something happened to me for 10 minutes and then I was fine.
Yes. Twice in a row on the way home from a Mexican restaurant after we got margaritas. I know we're a whiskey show, but
far
we did
west
get,
in
we did get margaritas. Yeah, if you make the drive to Lorimer.
It is such a good restaurant.
It is very good.
My parents have raved about it, far west again in Lorimer, and they've stopped there many times.
Yeah.
They sometimes just go drive over there to pick up food and take it back home.
I can see why.
And yeah, we may have ducked the cabin and decided to go out to
the first. Duck are you talking about?
We did. Oh my gosh, I drove my mom crazy. We talked about this before, how we put 260 ducks in their house in Storm Lake and 640 ducks at their place down in Creston.
And there's no way they're finding them all.
No.
I can guarantee
you. I still am laughing. There's a spot that won't be found until they leave that house. If they ever move, like sell that place, when they're moving out, they will find maybe 10 in a certain spot. Was it 10? Anyway, I need to sniff. Maybe.
Wow.
It's a very inner, it's this, the blend of them smells very,
and it's interesting. I'm not sure what I smell, but what I taste, I can tell you, I get that peanut brittle taste again that I was getting. I get peanut brittle.
Maybe and then you're making me smell peanuts.
Because it's there. making me smell peanuts. And it's crazy because I get that peanut brittle and then it tapers off to
I still smell a hint of marshmallow.
Yeah, it tapers off to that nice sweetness with the tobacco finish. This is like a, you know, it's not a 50-50 blend, but it's a perfect
blending.
Blend of, yeah. For sure.
That's so good.
It was very good. And they did say that the Lost Monarch, the regular one, was very popular.
So
their blend was very popular.
Maybe it's because this is the third whiskey we're trying. Maybe not. But it's a 117.2. So it's a higher proof than the others, but it does not drink like it.
No.
Does that mean all the heat has already affected us?
It could. Or it
but
could
it
just
doesn't
be
drink
different.
Like that. It's very. Yeah.
It could just be it hits different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The rye. To me, high proof ryes do hit harder because they have that spice working with the heat. And I think the spice of a rye with the heat gets you more personally than like the heat of a bourbon.
That tobacco finish is definitely there.
Yeah. It's peanut there. Brittle, then marshmallow, and then tobacco finish. That's what I'm getting on this. What?
Peanuts, ash, and tobacco? Because your marshmallow. No, you agree. It tastes like a toasted marshmallow.
It tastes like
an ashy marshmallow.
No.
Not a burnt to the crisp.
Like a toasted marshmallow syrup that you would get, so to speak. Like your coffee. Toasted marshmallow latte or whatever. That's a thing.
But that's artificial.
Yeah, but this isn't. Get out of here. We're going to be covering wide receivers and tight ends. This is really good. Which is your favorite of the three, actually, real quick. You think about that.
I don't have to. The bourbon.
The bourbon?
Mm-hmm. This is interesting, and it's really good. I'm surprised at myself that I'm going to pick the bourbon over the rye.
We need an old-fashioned of this to see.
I feel like it'd be, like, the perfect balance because the bourbon... Hold on.
Okay.
Well, now that my orange has sat in there forever, I'm really tasting a lot of orange.
Nick says, Miranda, some of us like a burnt marshmallow. I think he does the same.
You I think scorch we've it? Had
this conversation. Yeah.
He I can hear you. I shouldn't be able to hear you eat your marshmallow. But when you burn it.
I can hear you eat the ash.
Because it's so crispy.
This has just gone downhill. It fast. Has.
Can we stop? Going downhill. Let's go back up.
Redwood Empire. Mm-hmm. You probably have it at one of the bigger stores, whether you have Wall to Walls or you have Total Wine and Liquor. Go check it out because it is really good.
It's very good. All three of these were excellent.
Even if you don't get the cask strength.
I can't say enough though about the Pipe Dream. That is, yeah. It's so good.
And I was a big fan of the non-cask strength.
The marshmallow.
Too.
I don't know that I've ever tasted. And honestly, I really get a marshmallowy.
Yeah.
Toasted marshmallow finished with tobacco.
Well, and Merck really can tell me I'm wrong, but I really got peanut brittle out of the rye. So
I'm just not up for tasting peanuts right now. So I'm not tasting. That's not what I'm getting.
I didn't chew this one. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
But no, highly recommend all of these. And I really think
that tobacco finish is just like perfect. It's not like, sorry, I know you were talking.
I'm talking to America.
I know. But I have to throw this out while the thought's there. It's not like when you have, so if you have a cigar that's kind of heavier, the next morning you get that kind of like, I shouldn't have had that cigar. Or sometimes you have one that's too sweet, mm-hmm. Or doesn't have much flavor at all. You're like, all right, I taste smoke. That's it. This is like the mildness of the tobacco finish that you get is just the perfect tobacco flavor on the finish. Like you can take a drink of this and breathe out and it's just there for me.
All right, Justin.
Yeah, it's very good.
But no, these were good. I'd be interested to try do like a comparison sometime if we can get our hands on a bottle of the Core 3, not cask strength, the comparison there. But cask strength is usually just extra special.
True to its form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good.
For sure. Next week we're going to be next Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, grab an Irish whiskey, join us. We're going to be talking about the wide receivers and the tight ends. Not as many big moves, but there were wide receivers that moved around, got paid, and a couple tight ends that we're going to touch on. And we're going to talk about, Irish whiskeys, and, don't forget to go back and
listen to last week's episode where we had our interview with Jeff Duckhorn and
an accountant gone rogue.
Yes. And he is their master distiller at Redwood Empire, and he really went for it. An accountant, like you said, he really went for it because they were into what were they before?
They had wine.
Wines, yeah. And then they sold that.
They had some gins.
Yes.
And stuff.
And then when they were moving into whiskey, because he did his own home brews for beer.
Yeah,
and
he started bringing them in.
And to get whiskey, you make beer.
Yeah. My favorite part of the whole story with Jeff Duckhorn was, so they had another master distiller lined up. They had a master distiller. And then like right when they were getting ready to go live and start making their whiskey, that person ducked out. And they were like, what are we going to do now? And he said that he felt like the kid that was on the bench, like in the corner, pick me, coach, pick me, put me in, I'm ready. And he was just persistent about it. And that's how he got to where he was.
I love that when you want something and you just go for it and
you're passionate about it.
You take it.
Yeah.
And
I feel like now tasting the whiskey that the passion for being able to do that shines kind of through, you definitely taste that a lot of work went into this. We talked about how not only does he get the best of, he kind of gets the best of both worlds because he's their master distiller, but he's also their master blender because they blend with sourced whiskeys. Mm-hmm. They blend their distilled with source. So that's pretty cool too.
Yes. But very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. So go back. It was a fun interview.
Absolutely. We'll be back on Sunday. Grab your Irish whiskey, grab your corned beef and cabbage, or however you decide to celebrate. Join us.
I'm not eating corned beef and cabbage on the podcast. Sorry.
Why not? No, touche. But grab it and you can listen to us. You can have your corned beef and cabbage. We won't, though. You got anything else you want to add?
No, this has been good. The whiskey is gone. My old fashioned is basically an orange. The orange has saturated it, so I drink most of it.
And the it's free orange. Agency was crazy. Going once, going twice.
Sold.